arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, iodium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium.
Hello, and welcome back to Super Future Friends, where we talk about issues of the Legion, we summarize them, we're going through all of them, every single one.
Summarize is maybe not quite the right word for making it way longer and making fun of it.
Yeah, we kind of just, like, tell you what happens in the issue.
And then laugh at it.
Then laugh at it. Because they didn't know what science was.
Oh. And we don't either, so sometimes it's great.
Oh, but you know, like, that last issue that we did, where Mon-El took a bunch of elements and smashed them together? We're like, that's bullshit! But it turns out they just made, like, a new element, and the way they made it, they smashed them together. Smashed, like...
with their bare hands?
Not with their bare hands. Okay. They used an atomic smasher, which makes sense. And they probably did it with some kind of knowledge of science that we don't have.
Possess. Yeah.
That Mon-El also doesn't possess. Still bullshit. Still bullshit. Didn't do it with his hands.
Anyone can do it, Mon-El can.
Yeah, that's cute. Thinking he knows science.
Oh.
So, this issue is Adventure Comics, number 307. And it's from April 1963. And the writer is Edmund Hamilton. And the artist is John Forte. And it's called Challenge! Exclamation point. What is the secret power of the mystery superhero?
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. And so this is the cover. And this is the audio.
This cover you can see with your ears.
The cover is, like, very purple. Mm-hmm. And there's a green nightmare dude.
Yeah, like, see, that guy's really scary looking.
Yeah.
Huh.
He's gonna become a bad guy. It's like, they don't let him in and he becomes
it's
a
like
bad
this
guy.
This dude who looks really naked, but then is... I don't...
He looks naked.
His cape is either coming out of his skin, or he's wearing a unitard that's also covering his face.
Like, his skin... He's got that problem that the last Brainiac had, Brainiac 5 had, where his costume was the exact same color as his skin.
The new Wade Kitson, not the current.
Yeah,
gotcha.
The Wade Kitson run, very beginning. The colorist was like, okay, I guess he just has a strip of black down his, and that's his costume.
No, it looks really naked. He's green, and then you're like confused all the time if you're seeing bare chest or his skin or the color of his outfit.
You're like, put on a shirt.
But this guy's got that. He's got that problem.
Yeah,
he's either got a cape coming out of the skin of his back. Or he just got a costume that's the exact same color as his face.
They didn't let him in because he's creepy.
Yeah, so you see this dude, and he's kind of creepy, and he's projecting, like, a projector circle of a fight between Superman and... Or Superboy or Man? Which one is
Superboy.
That? Superboy and Bizarro. And on the wall from his freaky single eye... you're seeing him in profile, so it's not as creepy as it could have been.
It's still weird.
It's still really weird. And he's saying, Legionnaires, my camera eye can project any event I've ever seen, like this fight between Superboy and Bizarro. Who has a more unique power? And then right next to him is the person that we care about, is this little blonde boy. And his outfit is magically pink and white, and he's got a giant question mark on his chest, and he's given a thumbs up gesture at himself, and he's like, I have, but I dare not reveal it. And underneath him is a little placard that says Mystery Lad, and you see Sun Boy, Bouncing Boy, and Saturn Girl staring with their mouths open and like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
So, oh my god, some blonde boy in pink. Who could it be?
He could have some power. And you don't know what
the
power is.
Mysterious power from a blonde boy in pink.
Extremely exciting.
Extremely exciting.
You read this, you're like, we have to read this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because it's in order of the...
Yes.
This is the next issue.
So we have to read it, but we also have to read it.
Yes. We're also excited to read it.
It's a must read.
It wasn't the dread that sometimes fills us when we see the next issue. This was like, awesome! So.
Our story starts out...
Oh, I'm sorry.
...with a splash page.
Yeah, so we see a wonderful splash page, and we see a bunch of the Legionnaires, see Cosmic Boy... Saturn Girl, Bouncing Boy, Sun Boy, and this mysterious...
Pink dude.
Mystery Lad.
He's called Mystery Lad,
Mystery Lad. It says, in the Legion of Superheroes, that glamorous band who campaign justice in the 21st century... each member has at least one different and unusual superpower. I like that they're glamorous. They're a glamorous band.
Glamorous band. You didn't know they were a glam rock band.
Oh, yeah. They could be one. it is their unique powers that have made the superheroes famous across the universe. But now they're joins the Legion, a new member whose superpower is secret. We challenge you to guess the secret power of the mystery superhero. So, you see, Mystery Lad is in the front, and Cosmicor is staring at him with a grim face, and he's like, it's not only that I don't know Mystery Lad's secret power, I don't even know whether he's on our side in this fight!
And but then, Mystery Lad is just like,
yeah, he's very like, he's kind of smiling, he's wearing pink, yeah. So he looks as non-threatening as humanly possible.
Exactly. And, our story begins with a bunch of dudes in green little space rockety things. These are... I wish this was, like, a modern comic, because everything in this, like, seems like it would be pretty cool.
Yeah, like, actually, this is, like, this is
a pretty badass cool story.
Their tiny rockets are less cool, though.
Yeah,
because they look like there's nowhere for their legs to go, so they look like if... You know, like, when an adult man sits in on a little kid's bike? Mm-hmm. It's, like, that effect, where it's, like, the thing he's sitting on looks much too small in a very comedic manner.
Yes.
So there's all these very, very thuggish, older-looking men with beards and things, and little space head bubbles and spacesuits, and these little open air rockets. Like, I like that the rocket is so open. It's like a
motorcycle.
It's like a motorcycle or a scooter or a Sea-Doo or something. And a Wave Runner for some of you. Sometimes they call it different things. Yeah. And, but you have to wear a space suit to ride your space Sea-Doo.
They're pretty cool looking.
But like, they're really small.
Yeah, they're very small. It's like, the concept to me is very cool because they're kind of like a motorcycle gang or like a Sea-Doo gang that's going around in space. And it's really a cool concept. A lot of these things are such cool ideas.
Yeah. So it's like, one fateful day in the 21st century, from out of the starry space millions of miles from Earth, comes a strange fleet of sinister astronauts.
You are our leader, Roxas. What are your orders? Shall we attack the city on that dark planet ahead?
like you're reading of the book.
Because he's so weird. He's like, yes, I'm your leader. Why are you
stating my name?
Are you new, Frank? What is your problem?
And so the leader, who is our bearded man, Roxas.
He looks very evil.
Yes, he's like, the object of our great search may be there. And if not, there's valuable loot. Attack! And so you see that little Sea-Doo gang is like approaching a planet. And now they're landing on the planet.
And the next page has, like, them... It's, like, the invasion begins, like, them going downwards, and, like, with lots of speed lines, which is kind of impressive.
Yeah, and it's great because they're going to land, but it's, like, they're angled straight down, so it just looks like they're going to crash. I'm just saying. But, so they land without crashing.
There's a lot of them, too. Like, in the background, there's, like, a bajillion dudes.
Oh, and yeah, that is a really large amount of people.
I didn't realize until just now.
Yeah. And so you see the gang guys, and they've got guns, and you see the general populace, like, fleeing in the background,
they're
being
totally,
shot at.
Yeah.
They kill so many people in this issue.
Yeah.
And it's like, the object of our search isn't on this world, but the cold light globes these people use in their city are valuable. Take them all.
Yeah, we're going to take all their blights. Yeah.
And they're like, it's easy. Our surprise strike overwhelmed them, so they're just killing these people and taking... They're cold light globes.
They are assholes.
They are.
They're jerks.
And so somebody really quickly they send out a frantic call to the Legion.
Yeah.
He's like, calling the Legion of superheroes on Earth. This is the planet Orans.
Orans. Yeah.
Unknown raiders are looting our city, and Cosmic Boy's face is in the thing.
He's very like, serious.
We of the Legion will come at top speed.
And then they do because in the next panel they are there.
Like, but when their ship reaches the dark planet. And yeah, you see one of the little native guys, and he's holding a glowing ball. Mm-hmm. And he's like, they seemed searching for something, but when they didn't find it, they stole our cold light globes and darkened our world. But we shot down one of their rockets. And so we see Kaz and Brainiac 5 and Sunboy. And Kaz is like, then we're too late. But this world must have light, Sunboy. Sunboy's like, I'll do what I can, Cosmic Boy. And so Which, again, he does this a lot, by the way. He's, like, heating up a mountain in the background so it makes light.
Yeah. See, so, he set a mountain on fire, is what he means.
So all the wildlife on the mountain is now dead, I assume.
So is he able to make other things
He makes
be
things
bright?
Glow, yes. Yeah. So, he does. This is not the first time they've done this. So he can make other things heat up and radiate light.
Yes.
So Sunboy uses his unique power of radiating light and heat. Yeah. So you see Cosmic Boy and Brainiac 5 are, like, checking out the rocket that they shot down.
This is a really cool scene because, like, it's like, okay.
They're actually investigating something.
Yes.
Which they've not done, really.
I like this issue in particular because it's, like, there's a problem, there's somebody attacking shit and doing bad shit, and they're like, we're gonna go and fix this. It's not someone's playing a goddamn trick on us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is actually, something is wrong and they're coming to actually help. Mm-hmm. They're not causing the thing that's wrong.
Yes,
this
yes. And their steps are making logical sense. They have one of the ships that the space pirates...
They shot down one of the space pirate ships, so they're gonna go look at it.
Yeah.
And Cosmic Boy is like, some boy is making a big peak white hot so the people will have light until they can make new cold light globes. Have you examined this shot-down rocket, Brainiac 5? And Brainiac 5's like, yes.
Yeah. And you see him examining it, and then he explains the cause, what he found.
Yeah, so Brainiac 5, scientific genius of the Legion, makes an ominous report. He's like, this one-man rocket used by the Raiders is far faster than our spaceship. If we find them, they'll outspeed us.
And Cosmic Boy's, then, we face the most powerful enemy we've ever confronted.
So, we've just established that the most powerful enemy to the Legion is someone who can be fast.
Yeah.
It's not even them fast, it's like their vehicle.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was a strange... I'm like, you guys are fun, you know. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That they have fast cars makes them...
This is kind of like a cool... I think it's like a cool idea because they're facing... a massive group that, well, what they didn't get across very much is that there's a shit ton of these pirates. Yeah. Like, well, they showed you in the picture, but again, we didn't realize until just now that
there was a lot of them. It looks like there's like five of them.
One of these earlier pages actually has like a billion. There's a lot of dudes.
Yeah,
in
there are.
It looks like
there.
A huge army of people are just descending on places like Locust and attacking. We can't do anything because they have faster ships.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, so Cos is okay, well, they're just faster, let's. We gotta go back to Earth, get prepared for this. We are unprepared for this.
And what's interesting, the Legion is a large group, but they're not as large a group as this amount of pirates. They're not, again, they're not getting the size of the pirate group across, but.
And I thought it was nice that for once, the technology at the moment didn't just automatically do whatever they needed it to do.
Yeah, right.
Like, they're like, they're faster than us.
This is a good story.
Our ships are not as fast as theirs.
Yes.
We gotta go back to Earth. Brainiac 5, make our ships fast.
Yeah, good. They have, like, logical plans. Everything seems to be making sense in this story. This is great.
Yeah, yeah. So they go back home, and they're all piling into the clubhouse, and Cosmic Boy tells Brainiac 5, he's like, we'll need swift one-man rockets like theirs to track them down. Brainiac 5's like, don't worry, Cosmic Boy, I'm sure I can devise blueprints for even faster rockets.
Yeah, he's like, I'll show them with my science. Whatever. And then we see Invisible Kid, who we've seen, like, in the background of a couple things, but this one, he'll actually, like, be talking a lot.
He's very in this issue.
He's very prominent. And Invisible Kid, who I'm gonna call him Lyle, a lot, because I'm very bad at calling them by their super...
you and him are BFF.
Yeah, because I secretly know his name. They haven't said what his name is.
Have they not?
No. I don't even think they said causes.
Really?
I feel like...
I get confused because we've read so much Legion stuff in general, that even though we haven't read that many issues of the super old one, I'm like, well, I know all about them, obviously everyone does.
The only one I super remember them saying is, Bouncing Boy. I know they say Bouncing Boys a lot. They call him Chuck and stuff a lot, but
they really like the name Chuck.
So and so Lyle, Invisible Kid, is sitting with Cosmic Boy and Saturn Girl, and they're discussing the situation. They sit inside the clubhouse, a grim council. Invisible Kid is explaining several of our Legion are away to distant worlds on mission, so our numbers are too small for this struggle. And they're saying, we don't have enough people for this.
This giant mass of people we have to fight.
And Saturn Girl says, you're right, Invisible Kid, but they're applicants for mentorship. Maybe one of them might qualify for Legion. Beef up their group with some of these applicants.
An impromptu membership.
Yes. This is great! And I'm so happy that it's so reasonable. I'm just thrilled. You can hear it in my voice. And so this first guy, he's like, all applicants must have at least one unique superpower to be accepted. And the first one, no, that's not true, little box. They have to have at least one unique superpower and also have to pass a bunch of tests.
Yeah, or do a trick on someone.
Do a trick. Just whatever they feel like.
They felt like the most.
Yeah.
But since right now they're in a pinch, they just have to have a unique power that they think is suitable. So some dude comes in, and he's... not a bad costume, actually, compared to some of the stuff we see.
True, true.
So this dude's standing there, and he's making a very Oh, wow. Wristed gesture, actually. I'm not really sure what he's doing there. But he's like, I injected chemicals into myself so that I can radiate green rays that turn everything nearby temporarily green.
He's kind of doing
great
like,
for camouflage.
He's like, what? I wish I could show you this, what I'm doing right now.
You can't.
What?
We're doing it a lot at the
microphone. It's almost flashing a gang sign motion, that thing. But he's not doing anything with his hands.
Yeah, so that's nice. They're trying to get some hand motion into talking. They're not just standing there talking. I appreciate that.
Yes,
that is, in fact, how I talk with my arms flailing at all times.
Gang signs.
They caught him in mid-flail, I guess. And some boys like, many planets have red or yellow vegetation, not green as on Earth. And it wouldn't work there. Sorry, we can't use you.
So next, like, another weird youth, says the boss.
Yes, I like it says another weird youth. I saw that. That's hilarious. So
it's
this
the
is
guy
the
from
freaky,
the cover.
Yeah, it's a freaky one-eyed guy that's projecting Superboy and Bizarro into the background. And he's like, Legionnaires, my camera. I can project any event I've ever seen. Like this fight between Superboy and Bizarro. Which, how did he ever see that?
I don't know.
That was before he was alive.
Yeah.
Or maybe... Mind you, this is the 21st century and this issue. It's supposed to be the 31st century.
They constantly mess up 21st and 31st because they're just not thinking about it properly. But they're secretly in the 31st century. Don't let them lie to you.
This is supposed to be like 1,000 years after.
Yes, they'll fix it later on.
But so I don't know how he saw this fight. So.
Maybe Superboy came to the future and then had a fight with Bizarro in the future?
Yeah,
question mark. Maybe
some of my pictures could be used as evidence against criminals. And someone, actually, I'm not sure who's saying it, because the bubble's coming from, like, off of panel forever, says, sorry, but the courts will not allow such photos to be used at a trial. Next. I was like, that's very reasonable.
But why wouldn't they use that?
Probably weird camera face is not, like, you know, I don't know if that counts as, like, legit evidence. Camera face.
Caught
this on a face camera. Some camera face here. I don't know how you can test that for accuracy.
You're right. I don't think face camera.
So I agree with their denying him. Because I just don't think that that's useful.
Chris is from a family of lawyers.
Yeah, that's so. All the art person gleaned from the lawyer parents.
Yeah.
Camera face not allowed.
Thank you, Kristen. But from the next applicant comes a bombshell statement.
Bombshell.
Which means he's super hot.
Like, Cosmic Boy saying, your name is Jen Ara? Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Okay.
That's how I say it in my head.
And so if for some reason you don't know who he is, shame on you!
Yeah.
We're very excited. We already knew who he was because he's wearing pink.
Jen! You are the shit.
We love him. We won't say his other name yet since it's still a mystery. But we're very excited because we love this boy.
So Kaz is like, very well, what is your power? He says, I'm sorry, but it must remain a secret. That's why I wear a question mark on my costume. But I'll demonstrate my power to one of you if that one promises never to reveal it. You're like, what?
Yeah, I was like, get out. Don't show up for a tryout and then say you won't show us your power. Because that seems like not the way to get in, I'm just saying. But
they don't say that.
They're like,
they could
have. Yeah, Saturn Girl is just like, okay, well, I'll go with him.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He can show me in another room, and I can make a recommendation about whether or not he should be accepted. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
So she goes into a back room and comes back out with him in a little bit, and she says, his superpower is terrific indeed. I can't reveal it, but I strongly recommend we accept him.
She's totally smiling.
Yeah, she's super, extremely happy.
Not
also,
super bitchy face.
I found this a very cute panel because they're both wearing pink
and
white and standing next to each other. I was like, yeah, and they're wearing it in almost opposite places.
Yes.
So it looks really cute.
Yes.
Anyway, I think that they should stand next to each other more often.
I'm not sure if he's supposed to be red or pink because Kaz is also wearing a pink color.
His is like a purpley pink.
Yes.
Like, Kaz is a purpley pink. Santa Girls is like that red pink. It's like a darker.
I was always
color.
Thinking that she was in red until because she's got the same as Saturn Boy, but his on his own definitely looks pink.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Bizarre.
Yeah, it's weird because Sun Boy is definitely supposed to be red, right?
Yeah,
he's red and yellow, and he's got the same color as Saturn Girl. So I guess Saturn Girl is supposed to be red. It doesn't matter. We're gonna call it pink because we know pink exists sometimes.
Just even looking between monitors, it's very hard to distinguish between their colors. But he definitely looks pink when he's on his own. So we're going to say he's
in pink.
We're going
to call him pink because I want him to be in pink.
Me too.
And I want Saturn Girl to be in pink too because I like that.
I want her to be in red.
I want her to be in pink because I like pink. I like pink on everyone.
Well, when you write the Legion,
they'll all be in pink. Everyone. Every single one of them except Brainy 5. Cosmic Boy says, very well, since his power is a mystery to all of us, but you, we'll call him Mystery.
So they just let him in. Saturn Girl says yes, and everyone follows. Yeah. Everyone falls in line.
Like, all right, because we don't want to have that argument.
Yeah.
Say no to that. A recommendation, which is really an order. But, so then, it's a little later, I guess, and you see Invisible Kid. And he's talking to Bouncing Boy for some reason. That's not who I would confide in. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, though.
You need the gossip?
I do. And also, I don't think if I had a problem with the management issues, I'd be talking to him.
That's true.
But anyway.
That's true. He looks like he would tell someone else on you.
So,
He's not very responsible because he wandered off when he's supposed to deliver something.
And drank something that he wasn't supposed to.
Yeah. So
Invisible Kid says, somehow, I don't like it, having a comrade whose power is unknown.
It's like, listen, Invisible Kid. Your power is inherently sneaky.
Yeah, it's true.
So you shut up.
But he's the most concerned because he's so aware.
Yes.
Of sneakiness.
Of espionage.
Oh.
Nerds. Okay, so.
Bouncing Boy says, but Saturn Girl knows it and thinks it's terrific, Invisible Kid. Perhaps it's a power that'll help us catch those space raiders.
So, you know, they're going like, well, we can trust Saturn Girl. Saturn Girl is very well-respected.
Yeah.
Maybe we should.
With all of her animal bossing.
Yeah. I don't want to fight with Saturn Girl is what he's really saying. It's like, well, Saturn Girl said it was okay.
It's okay. Saturn Girl said it.
So we're not going to even go there.
Yeah, it's okay.
Because we're afraid of her.
Yes. So soon after, feverish preparations.
Aww.
And you see Brainiac 5, and he's holding a little space bubble head thing in one hand and a little space coat in another, and there's some vehicles around him. Mm-hmm. He says, these one-man rockets should be as swift as the Raiders. We can talk to each other in space by these helmet radios, as they did. And I like his Cosmic Boy says, well done, Brainiac 5.
Ah!
I was like, yay, everybody praise Brainiac 5. We take off in 1 hour to hunt down and punish these parties. And all I was thinking when I read that is, what were you guys going to do for an hour? You guys were never doing anything but wandering around.
Maybe everybody get on your costume.
Yeah, they're already wearing their costume.
No, I mean the space suit.
It takes an hour. We don't see how difficult that space suit is to put on.
No, then Brainiac 5 is like, teaching them how to use it.
This is how you fly the space rocket I just made.
He knows they're stupid, so he's probably got, like, symbols.
Giant pictures.
Yeah.
The go button is, like, a picture of the thing flying.
Yeah.
The stop button is a picture of, like a big old stop sign.
There's, like, a rabbit and a turtle, like, on a tractor.
Only you know that. I know that, but that is not a common knowledge.
Only I know that, but
now you have to explain it. Explain it quickly.
On tractors. I don't know, because they still think farmers are illiterate. They have a symbol for, like, rotating this thing, and the symbol says, like, rabbit. It has, like, a picture of a rabbit running, and then a picture of a turtle.
Is that stop and go, or is it fast and slow?
Fast and slow.
Oh.
And you would move the bar between them. And I've seen that on several tractors.
Wow.
Not just one dumb tractor made for dumb people.
Like
I've seen it on many tractors.
Wow,
come on, people.
Yeah, it's like,
so that's probably what Brainiac 5 put on the rockets.
Awesome. So I guess an hour passes, and then they take off for a cosmic struggle.
Yes.
And you see them all, like, blasting off from the rocket, which also I think is funny because they're blasting off from the rocket in little rockets. I like it because Cosmic Boy's like, testing space radio, can you hear me? And you get I can hear you, and I. And they're all, like, testing their new gadgets.
It's, like, realism in this. I like that they had to go back to the clubhouse, think about what they're going to do.
Yeah, make some stuff, need some preparation time,
yes.
And then they take off.
Oh, it's like a real comic.
Yeah.
Well done. So, on the next page, they go out into space, and they're out in space, and they're talking through their helmets.
Yeah, and so you're thinking, like, how are they going to find these guys? Because there was just, like, some raiders raided some planet, and now they're somewhere else, and they sped away too fast.
And their region that they're looking in is the entire universe, so they're kind of screwed here. But Brainiac 5 is like, your thought-casting power is our best chance to trace the raiders. Do you tune into on anything, Saturn Girl?
Is that Brainiac 5?
That's the only person that has that haircut.
I thought it was Cosmic Boy.
Cosmic Boy has, like, slightly different hair.
He has, you're right.
That going sometimes.
It's not Invisible Kid?
I don't know, just because he's
Oh, that must be. Green, kind of, it's like, because there's a bubble over their head, so yeah. I couldn't tell if it was...
Invisible Kid has a headband. Of course. That's how you can recognize Invisible Kid. And, so they're talking, and
yeah, he says
ThoughtCast.
Yeah, Santa Girl, use your ThoughtCasting to see if you can sense evil again. You know, like, the universe is full of people. I thought that her powers must be extremely impressive if she can manage this.
Yeah, apparently. This is something she can do.
But she says, I'm receiving telepathic impressions of fighting from that direction. It's the water world of Varuna, whose people live in floating cities. We must see if they need help.
So they go to this cool floating city land.
It's on the planet of Varuna.
It looks really pretty. Really pretty. I like that.
Which has no land and peace-loving people possess no modern weapons. Okay, I had to stop here and have a scientific problem with this planet.
Why?
So the planet that has no land, but people who can't live in water somehow exist there.
Oh.
Right?
Maybe they're also sea people.
No, they are not. Cause
maybe they can do both.
No, because something will happen in this that they need help from, and it is the can't swim part of that.
Oh.
So they're not.
Wait, let me get to that part then. Okay.
Okay, then we'll discuss the
plan. Okay, we'll discuss. Okay.
So these attackers must be after our famous colored pearls, is the words coming from the city.
Yeah.
And it says, we have only our iron fish spears to fight with.
So it's another part of the city.
But let's resist them. So even though they are like, we're sad and we have only these weapons, but we will fight anyway.
Yeah.
It's coming from the city.
So one of the henchmen is like, look, Roxas, these huge colored pearls are valuable in our galaxy, and there are thousands of them here. And Roxas, evil beard man, he's like, take them all. But remember, the one we're looking for is even more important to us. Find out if he's in this city. But suddenly, look, the superheroes, they've made rockets like ours, and their superpowers are terrific.
I like that part. The bad guy is like, oh my gosh, those are the guys coming after us, and they have rockets like us. Awesome, they're awesome! And so the main bad guy is like, fool, they're only humans like you, which I was thinking, no, they're not.
Yeah.
They're in fact not humans like you. Are you human? But again, in these old ones, they say human to mean, like, any...
Yeah.
They don't make a differentiation between, like, species.
Yeah, sometimes I think maybe they mean mortal, like, they're killable, or do they just mean... They're people
like
you.
Bipeds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know, but they're not, in fact not humans.
He says, fool here. He's like, fool, but I thought it said cool.
Cool.
He's like, cool.
I'm funny because he was calling terrific.
Cool. They're only human.
Yeah, he's like, fight them. I've got a way to stop them. He trails off. And landing and shedding their spacesuits, the Legionnaires leap into battle. I like that it says that they had to pause to shed their spacesuits.
Yeah, that's cute.
For some reason, this issue is extremely normal.
Like, extremely well thought out.
The things that would actually need... Mind you, everything's fantastical. Yes. With their tiny rockets and such. Yes. But the things that... This guy being giant in a ball right here on stage. But the little steps that they're doing are actually, like... You know, they really...
So logical. Yeah, logical. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, so Bouncing Boy bounces on a bunch of people... Whatever. And Castle Boy gets really big and bashes people together.
Mystery Lad totally punching people
right in the face. And so you see Bouncing Boy, he's saying, I've bounced a few of them down, but you're really handling them now that you've grown big, Castle Boy. And then Castle Boy is bashing the people and he's thinking, Mystery Lad is good with his fists too, but why doesn't he use his secret superpower? Because he's just, like, boxing in the background. Yeah. And ever watchful Saturn Girl glimpses the danger. And you see, like, as Mystery Lad is...
just punching someone in the face, like, really hard.
Yeah, yeah. There's, like, a pink glow and everything. Somebody's coming up behind him with, like, a spear. Saturn Girl yells, Mystery Lad, look out! The raider you disarmed grabbed up a native fish spear and is charging you. And the guy goes to, like, bash Mystery Lad in the chest.
He's just gonna stab him.
Yeah, totally is gonna shank him right in the middle of the chest.
It would have been horrible.
And you sit on the panel, you see the bad guy and Mystery Lad in the front with the spear, like, crumpling against Mystery Lad's chest. And Bouncing Boy standing in the back and looking shocked. He's like, why, that iron spear just crumbled against Mystery Lad. That must be his secret power, invulnerability. And Mystery Lad saying, I'll take care of this one. We've got the Raiders on the run now. And
so you can like, assume that in the next panel was him just punching that dude really hard in the, right face. In the face.
And so right now they're like, okay, well, he has powers and vulnerability. Okay, I can buy that from what we've seen here. But Roxas, the wily Raider leader, has worked fast and you see a bunch of the Raiders are flying off the planet. There's a big old explosion on the side of the little floaty island thing that they're on. And he says, I set Z-bombs to blow holes in the pontoons that float the city. I'll keep the Legion busy saving these people while we get away. So the Legion has to save the people.
Yeah.
And they're going to run away. So it's like, you can come after us, or you can save all these people. So these really people good can't plan. Swim. These people can't swim.
Yeah. Oh, you're... That's a good
He's
point.
He's destroying half that's of true. Their floaty city, so the floaty city starts horribly lurching to one side, and...
Maybe they came to this planet from another planet.
I don't know.
With technology.
And so they use the Legion yells like, let the Raiders go for now. We've got to prevent all in the city from drowning. Only you can do it, Cosmic Boy. And he's like, I'll try.
And then he does it.
He lifts an entire city. He keeps an entire city afloat with his magnet power.
He's done, like, crazy stuff before.
Yeah, yeah.
This is pretty crazy. Like, he lifted, like, all that crazy metal up into space.
That's right, yeah.
And it was insane. But he's also doing this. Like, so Cosmic Boy, crazy badass.
Yeah. So he holds it up while they fix the pontoon.
What's cool is that the writer was like, okay, the Legion of Superheroes show up, the pirates are like, oh, crap, but one of the main pirate dudes like, I've got a plan. Couple panels later, you see that plan.
Yeah.
Well done for doing something
and
good.
The plan made sense.
Yes.
And then this panel is the weirdest panel, I thought.
I think I know what they were doing here.
So do I. Yeah, yeah. It was like... So, in this panel, we see Cosmic Boy using his magnet powers to hold up half the city, and some boy's talking to him, and he's saying, Cosmic Boy's holding it up while we repair the pontoons. But where's Invisible Kid? And we can see Invisible Kid because it would be a really unfun comic if you could never ever see him, mm-hmm. even when he was invisible. So we're seeing a very transparent, dotty line, yeah. white, ghosty version of Invisible Kid standing there, and he's like, oh, I made myself invisible so I could fight better, but forgot to get visible again. And we're like,
But he's thinking that, so it's just like...
He didn't become visible again.
He didn't say it to Sunboy, like, oh, I'm right here, sorry,
yeah,
dude.
He's just like, I'm invisible.
What I think they were doing in this panel is, because if you don't know what Invisible Kid looks like, visually, how they're going to represent him, they're telling you, okay, when he's got dotty lines around him, when he's white, that means... He's invisible, that the other people in the comic can't see him, but you, the viewer, can see
yeah,
him.
Yeah, so it's a moment to extremely stress his powers how they were going to show them to
yeah,
him.
I got really confused. I'm like, is he going to do something in the next panel? But
yeah,
then
it's like cuts to like not having anything to do. That's what just weird.
I wanted to say that Mystery Lad is cute.
Yes,
like, his
Mystery
face
is very cute.
Is
well,
very
he's, like, he's got like a little bit of a curl.
Yes.
I know. He's cute. Also, he's wearing pink, so he looks adorable.
He kind of like has a baby face.
Yeah, he does.
He's
also very large, though.
Yes, he's super muscular.
Yes, he seems especially muscular.
Yes.
Like, more so than a few of the other members. They were like, he can really... They had to show him some jacking people in the face, so I guess it works out, but... As the superheroes help in the urgent repair, we see Mystery Lad. Mystery Boy or Lad? I keep saying it.
Mystery Lad.
Okay. He says, ouch, that rough edge of the metal panel cut my hand. And he's like holding his little finger.
Aww.
And Bouncing Boy says, blood, but I thought you were invulnerable. That spear crumbled against you. And Saturn Girl's right there. And she's like, no, you guessed wrong. Invulnerability is not Mystery Lad's great superpower. And in the background, we see Sun Boy repairing the pontoons, I guess, with heat.
Okay. You can do that.
And you blow them up? I don't know if you can repair them with heat, but I'll give it to them.
You can destroy things with heat, but you could also fix them with extreme heat.
Okay. With the floating city repaired, these raiders have twice brought destruction and sorrow to peaceful cities. I say we must never leave their trail, even if it takes us around the universe, says Cosmic Boy. And everyone else says, we swear it, Cosmic Boy.
It's really cute because Cosmic Boy is making, like, the injustice is angering me fist.
Yeah, yeah.
He's, like, going, we're totally going to follow these dudes and make this stop.
You're killing all these people.
Yeah.
So as the grim superheroes start forth on the mightiest manhunt in all history.
All history.
And we see Mystery Lad riding his little shuttle. They're riding away from the city, so you can actually see the little floaty city in the background. Mm-hmm. It's a nice angle, actually. They rarely ever get tricky with the camera angle, and this one's pretty tricky. It's like up in front of his ship and looking down, seeing him face forward-ish, and seeing the little island pointing.
Because he's looking back at the island.
Yeah, he's looking over his shoulder, and the other legionnaires are around him, and he's thinking, I feel that I helped bring this tragedy about, but the others must not know. And you're like, oh my god.
And Saturn Girl, in space, uses her thought-casting power to search for the trail. And she's like, I'm making a telepathic contact with evil minds, but it's oddly weak. It comes from that world far ahead. And so they land on this world. They're going to go check it out. And Kazuha's like, you must be wrong. Dumb. And there's no one on this world. It was once inhabited by an alien race who built all these weird monuments, but it's all dead now.
I like when they call them weird.
Yes!
Because they're all aliens, so it's super funny. Because, like, well, you're weird to someone.
You've got
bubblehead pink-wearing man.
Yeah. Like, what, cuz? You are weird. With so magnetism powers.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because this issue, they call things weird, like, twice. Yeah. Like the one weird camera I got.
It's like, your friend is Chameleon Boy.
Your other dude right over there is green.
Yeah. How about you tone that down?
Yeah.
All that racism.
So, man. Santa Girl says, it isn't. I'm getting telepathic impressions from that ruined building in the distance.
And the building in the distance is, like, kind of looks like a little, like, when you go to a park, like a camping park.
Is it the restroom? It looks
like yes, this is what it looks like.
It does look like the restroom.
Looks like you'd have picnic tables inside of it. So, Mystery Lad is looking around at the monuments, and they're like, awed by the silent majesty of a dead planet, the Legionnaires advance. This is kind of a cool scene. Like, if it was done, like, in a movie, it would be super cool, because they're on a dead planet, and there's, like, all these, like, freaky statues, and they're kind of wandering around looking to see if anything's weird. And Mystery Lad's like, these great statues of corroded silver, they're enigmatic. They're enigmatic. Alien. It's like, you're an alien! And Saturn Girl's like, take cover, everyone. I'm getting the thought of a trap here.
Oh, though, to interrupt her thought.
Yeah.
Her trap guessing. Yeah. Sensing, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's not guessing. It's sensing. Awesome. I guess they're calling them so weird because the statues don't look like people.
Yes.
They look like weird reptile things, actually.
Yeah.
I said weird, too. I'm sorry, reptiles of the world. I don't think you're weird. I actually love you the best.
Yeah, Kristen has a thing for reptiles.
Awesome. But, well, it's saying I have a thing for reptiles makes me sound like I have a perversion.
You do.
I just happen to think they are the best pets. But.
And what's cool about this is, like, they actually went to some effort to, like, the little artist made, like, the alligator people have, cool poses.
The alien race made little cool their race statues.
Like, good job! Yeah. Good job! We're upping the game.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, I set the trap.
And you see, like, a ray gun blast come out of the picnic bathroom area looking building.
And it's heeding Saturn Girl's alert. The Legionnaires hurtle to cover.
Yeah. But the blast hits this statue.
Like, it hits the base of the statue, one of the giant reptile-looking statues, and the statue's, like, falling over, and Saturn Girl is yelling, the Raiders sent an ambush here for us! And you see Mystery Lad behind the statue, kind of looking and thinking, one of the Raiders cut the base of the statue, and it's going to topple over on Saturn Girl. I must save her!
And Cosmic Boy sees Mystery Lad grab this giant statue. It's a huge statue made of silver. And he says, Mystery Lad pushed that big silver statue aside from her with his own strength. His power must be super strength. And he's thinking that. And then he says, Invisible Kid, you and Colossal Boy get into that ambush and building and do something. He doesn't say, like, he's like, this is such a cool thing to say because it's, like, more realistic than your dialogue usually is. It's like, you get over there and do something.
Stop this stuff from happening. Go.
It's really good, like, because he's delegating and he's choosing, like, good people to do this.
Yes.
He chooses Colossal Boy.
Because he's huge and strong.
Yeah, and he chooses Invisible Kid because
he's invisible.
Yes! And so Colossal Boy picks up the roof of this little building and pulls it off, and the bad guys inside are, there seems to be only two of them, and they're freaked out, and you see Invisible Kid grabbing them. But
you see the white, by the way, the ghosty-ish.
Yes.
Because he's invisible.
And they're like, oh, he's grabbed me too, but I can't see anyone. And they can't shoot because they've been grabbed.
Yeah. So,
yes.
So Invisible Kid's holding him still. Colossal
with
boys,
arms are around their necks. The thing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So after the two Raiders are disarmed and secured, we see Brainiac 5 and Mystery Lad and Saturn Girl and Cosmic Boy talking.
Yes.
And Brainiac 5 says, "So super strength is your secret power, Mystery Lad." And Saturn Girl says, "No, that's not his power." And Cosmic Boy's like, "But what other power would enable him to do what he did? I'm puzzled."
And on the next page, they're actually, this is great, because they're questioning their prisoners.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so impressed.
Yeah, we really like this issue.
And they're questioning the prisoners, and Cosmic Boy says, "Your leader, Roxas, left you here to kill us, didn't he?" And they're going like, "What? Oh, yeah. Yes, actually."
What is their response, though? Is their response weird?
Yeah, it is weird. I think, I'll explain it later.
Okay.
I think I know what they were doing. And he's like, "He knew Saturn Girl would use her telepathic power to trail us, so he left us here to ambush you. We'll tell you nothing else." Like, he told us all we needed to know, kind
of.
Oh,
I know why he just
yes,
didn't know,
okay.
too. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. We'll explain that weird what oh er yes we were trying to kill you.
Yes. And the next panel, Saturn Girl's like, "I read their minds. They recognize Mystery Lad," because you can in the previous panel you can see them like
staring. Mystery Lad's in the background.
Yeah,
and they're looking at him. So that's what that awkward pause was.
Yeah, they're like staring right at him with like, "Oh my god," a face. And Saturn Girl is telepathically... This is cool, because I like that they're having conversations in Saturn Girl's head.
Yes, because they don't really... They haven't really utilized this.
Yes.
Because this is a good thing to do.
Yeah, if you...
Have a silent conversation with a telepath.
Yes. So Saturn Girl is talking to Invisible Kid in her head. And she says, "I read their minds, they recognize Mystery Lad, and I also got a vague thought of a huge ship beyond a double sun. Then they quickly close their minds." And... Invisible Kid's like, "Is it possible Mystery Lad is one of them, and that's why he looks so guilt-ridden? I can't believe it, yet I'd better watch him."
"I can't believe it, but I will."
Yeah. I like this, because Invisible Kid has, like, kind of founded suspicions, and now that he knows that there's something weird
going on, he's like, "Huh."
He's like, "Okay, I will watch this guy."
I also like that this proves that Saturn Girl didn't take a look in his mind when
yes.
she met him the first time.
It's cute. So, Cosmic Boy says, "We've lost time at this ambush. We're going on. Wreck the rockets of those two pirates so they'll be here to be picked up later." Good idea!
Yeah!
Amazing!
Right!
So, destroy the rockets. They can't leave.
Yeah, they'll be stuck here on this weird
because we can't deal with them right now because they're kind of one-seaters.
Yeah.
So, awesome! And Saturn Girl's thinking, "Mystery Lad saved my life. How can I suspect him? Yet, he keeps his mind closed and guards the slots constantly." So, apparently, Saturn Girl... She can read your mind, but if you're really, like...
trying not to let her, she can't.
Yes. So, but it's something you have to, like, keep on. And so that is also weird, though.
Yeah, it's like...
It's suspicious.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good job, team! Go, team!
Yeah. So, but delay caused by the ambush has lost them the trail.
I like how smart this bad guy is, too.
Yeah.
Like the smartest bad guy. Not like the dumb people that build the tiny city that is inside of a dome that we had last issue. Good job. Stepping up. Do you remember that?
Yes,
tiny,
I do.
Tiny dome city.
They're trying to find these guys again, but it took so long
with
this planet that they Saturn Girl can't quite sense anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're flying Saturn Girl, and you can see Brainiac 5. Is that who that
yes,
is?
Yes, yes.
And so she says, "I can't sense Roxas and the other raiders anymore. They must be behind some star or world that blocks thought impressions." And Brainiac 5 says, "You spoke of a thought the raiders had of a huge ship beyond twin suns. Maybe it's that double star far ahead. Let's see."
Good idea.
So
they go to these double suns,
and
we see the double suns,
yeah.
And the pirates are indeed there, like waiting there. I don't know if they're waiting or just like. Just that happened to be there.
Yeah, I think they just happened to be there. And it says, you see the little bad guys,
yeah.
And they're saying, "The Legionnaires are coming after us, Roxas. Somehow they've got a clue to where we went." And Roxas says, "We'll stop then. We'll propel that small nickel asteroid near here so it destroys them. All of you, come with me." So he's about to try and kill them all again.
Yes.
This is really like a murder-happy group of writers.
I like this guy.
Perhaps this is the most dangerous group of people ever fought, because these are actually trying to kill a lot of people.
And he has good ideas for getting away. He's like, so they have these ray guns, and they can grab whole... It's kind of like tractor beams.
Yeah.
They seem like tractor beams, but inside of their little guns. And they combine their little tractor beam type... They call them four strings, but we'll say tractor beams, so you know what we're talking about. And they push the rocket with their tractor beams.
No, there's an asteroid. The rock.
It's, I'm sorry. Rock. It's an asteroid. I'm saying rocket for some reason. I think I meant to say rock. asteroid in between the double suns. And so they... and it's, like, also gathering speed while they do this. And in the next page, there's... you see the other side of the double suns. And it's the giant row of, like, legionnaires. And they see a small asteroid, the small asteroid heading towards them, but they can't go left or right because it's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like 300 where they've got like a rock. There's like,
right. So they've, there's a sun to the right, a sun to the left, and a giant asteroid hurling right at them. So they're like, oh my gosh, we can run, but we're not all going to make it because this thing is, there's only so much space for us to go. By the way, up and down, guys, I'm just saying, you can run up or down. But the problem is, I guess, that it's coming very quickly.
Yes.
Quickly enough for them to see it, but not quite quick enough for them to all to get out of the way. So Cosmic Boy says, a small asteroid heading straight for us. We can't all dodge it with fiery suns on either side of us. And Mystery Lad's in the middle, and he says, let me deal with it. Maybe I can use my seeker power to save us. And so he flies forward, and it says the next moment. And you, it's like, it's, I don't know how to explain this panel. It's like, great galaxies, he somehow vaporized the asteroid into harmless gas. His secret power must be super heat vision. And Senator's like, that's not his power. So you see, Mystery Lad has gone up front, and the little asteroid turned into gas.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like it exploded into
he
a
just went
gas
towards
cloud.
It, and it just exploded.
Into gas.
Yeah.
Not even, like, explodey.
Yeah,
like
just gas. Into gas. And so the little pink box says, reader, can you guess what is Mystery Lad's secret power?
I was like, no. You really couldn't if we didn't know who he was. No, absolutely no freaking idea.
So don't feel
idea.
Bad if you don't who,
yeah,
know
if you
who Mystery Lad
somehow
is.
Don't know who this guy is. Don't worry, because nobody did.
So they're talking after this, and Mystery Lad says, let me go ahead and see if the Raiders have launched more asteroids at us before we follow them further. Which is a good plan.
Yeah.
Good plan.
Totally.
And Invisible Kid's like, he saved us, but he had to do that to save himself. And maybe now he's going to join those Raiders who are so eager to find him. I'll keep watching him.
Yeah, so Invisible Kid still has doubts. The thing he's just said, Mystery Lad just said, made sense, mm-hmm. but it also sounds like it could be tricky.
Yes.
So he's like, I'm going to go on ahead, guys. You wait here.
Yes.
I'm going to go on ahead to this part where you can't see me.
Yeah.
And to help, guys. Yeah. I'll be right back.
Super suspicious.
Sounds kind of suspicious.
And so we see him go ahead, and he says, soon be on the twin red sands and out of sight of the others. You see him, he has like a tiny gun. Like a laser gun, and he is leaving a message on, I don't know what that is.
Neither do I. I guess it's just supposed to be a floaty piece of rock or something.
An asteroid?
It's a floaty piece of space nonsense.
It says, I'll leave them this message in the Legion's secret code for here's where I must leave the Legion forever. And then, speeding forward, I don't want to do this, but I must desert the Legion.
And he's got a very sad face, and you're like, oh my god, he works with the Raiders?
Oh my god.
Oh, there's this guy.
But on the other hand, you're like, he's sad, do it though.
Yeah, but he works for the Raiders. Obviously, he's a bad guy. He has doubts now or something.
Yeah, something. So, then the Legionnaires also go through, and when the other superheroes, impatient of waiting, move on. So, Mystery Lad, I guess he was supposed to go back.
Yeah, and he didn't.
He didn't
go
back.
So they're like, this is taking a while. Let's just go.
Yeah.
Go see what happens. So they go over there and they see this floating piece of space nonsense that he's written a secret code on. And
space paper.
Space paper. And Saturn Girl says, Mystery Lad's message says, I'm the one Roxas's raiders are searching for. And if I surrender to them, they'll go back to their own part of the universe and stop their raids. Goodbye. And Cosmic Boy says, this may be a trick on Mystery Lad's part to help the Raiders forward after him. So it's like, okay, so either the Raiders are after him, and he's just left them for noble purposes so the Raiders stop wandering around killing all these people, or he's lying, and then I don't really know what the benefit of the lying part would be in this instance. But they're still doubting him because everything was so sneaky.
It's weird and confusing. Yes.
Yeah, so it's all... This is a believable confusion, not normal Legion confusion. This is something confusing was indeed happening to the Legion. Not their actions are confusing in general. But at that very moment, Mystery Lad makes a grim decision.
There's the mighty mothership of the Raiders, in which they store their... You see, like, him and his little rocket, and he's staring at a big mothership that has The little rockets that the pirates were using tethered to it, which is cute because in the next panel you see them tethered.
Yeah, yeah.
It's adorable. Here they come to grab me. Well, I won't resist. And so you see them kind of coming out of the ship, and they're...
Yes, they're coming after him. He's come to presumably give himself up to the raiders who've been looking for him.
And soon, and one of the bad guys is like, Roxas's orders are to take his helmet off him the instant we get him inside. And then they do. And inside, the raiders are talking to him. And
Roxas says, Jan Ara, don't try to use your power now. If you use it to wreck our ship's hull, you'll perish without a helmet. I was like, holy crap! That's smart! Smartest bad guy ever! So they catch him outside, bring him inside the ship. All the bad guys still have their helmets on.
Yeah.
They took his helmet off.
Yeah.
Like, you can't mess up whatever your power is that we as a reader don't know yet. These guys know what it is,
yes.
And they're saying if you use it and you destroy our ship, you'll die.
Yes.
Waha! That's pretty smart!
Smart!
And, Jan says, I understand, I would die from lack of air if I did so. And then, so then Roxas and him are talking, and Mr. Lev's face looks very sad. And Roxas says, throw in with us, Jan, your powers will bring us riches beyond all dreams. It's why we tracked you down. And Jan says, and in doing so, you brought destruction to peaceful worlds, as you did to my native world.
Sad
like,
face.
What happened, sad face boy?
But he will tell us.
Yes.
He's recapping to people who already know the story.
Yes,
it's okay.
To the bad guys.
Yes. And Mystery Lad says, we were happy on our native world where a unique radioactive environment gave us few inhabitants an unusual power. Now,
so we had some confusion about this part because it says, gave us few inhabitants an unusual power. We weren't sure if it meant a few of the inhabitants had this power, or there were only a few inhabitants on the planet, and they all have this power.
Yes. Take it either way.
Either
it doesn't
way,
matter.
I don't know.
It works either way.
That is kind of confusing. But.
So, in the next... And he's saying this, and you see, like, a little couple, and it's a little wife, and it's cute, because she looks like such a 50s wife,
yes.
Just like whatever 50s, just Earth 50s wife, because she's wearing a little dress and pearls and like earrings.
You just kind of gave her like a different shoulder
yes.
decoration than one might expect, and that makes her alien in future.
And the chair is super Earth chair looking.
Yeah, yeah, so they're in a little room, and she's pointing at a little chair, and she says, the iron chair's too heavy for me to lift, dear. And her husband is standing there, and he says, then I'll change it to aluminum. Fortunately, evolution has empowered us to use mental radiation to alter atomic structure, so we can change one chemical element into any other.
Yeah.
So they need to use. In other words, they're using these for very humdrum things.
Yes.
Everybody can do it. So it's like, it's like we did not use our element changing power to make riches, for we were not greedy. And you see a little mom holding her little kid. And the little kid is turning a street lamp into gold. She says, "No, no, child, we mustn't change the lampposts to gold. Gold is soft and useless compared to other metals. Remember to use your powers only for useful things."
Now they're little.
That's cute.
It's adorable.
It makes sense too.
Yes.
Everyone. I'm not really sure if this means everyone on their planet. It might be everyone on their planet. There's not a lot of people on their planet, or just some of the people on their planet can turn stuff into anything else.
What's cute is that their houses.
It's not going to be valuable.
Houses look kind of like they're in Sweden.
They do, actually. They're very Swedish little
cute
houses.
Little houses.
But I thought that was so cool that they stopped and explained this. It's like,
yes.
These little people aren't greedy because it's not a big deal. Like, gold isn't awesome to them.
Yeah.
Diamonds are probably not awesome to them.
Technically, there's no real reason
they're
why
like,
gold is useful
right,
to us.
Right, right. They're like, metal's wet. Like, you know, make it steel. It's way more useful.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought that was really cute. And says, but you and your ruthless followers heard of our powers, and you came to enslave and exploit us. It's like, damn! That's a pretty... Well, you were talking about, like, Holocaust and
yeah.
accidental Holocaust. But this is a little dark.
Yeah.
This is a little dark.
And so you see that they killed...
Yes. So you see the raiders, and they're shooting and killing the people on his little planet.
Yeah.
And it says, you blunderers, there were only a few people with this great power, and you killed them all.
Yeah.
So, again, it's like they killed the whole planet with people.
Yeah.
And one guy is pointing off to the sign, he's saying, they were fighting us anyway, one lad escaped in a small rocket. So they're saying, like, well, those people put up a fight, so we killed them all.
God!
And, one lad escaped in a small rocket. We'll hunt him down and use his powers of element changing to make treasures for us. So then we jump out of his flashback. He says, and we did finally catch you, and you'll use your powers as we ordered or die. You'll convert lead into uranium for us so we can manufacture deadly doomsday bombs.
Technically, he didn't catch him.
He showed up there.
He just turned himself in.
Indeed. But, so these guys are really pretty freaking evil, actually.
Yeah, they're horrible.
These are These are pretty bad guys.
They should have set the subs after them, and they would have killed all those pirates' families. All their babies.
Indeed.
If only they knew about the subs.
Yeah. So Jan's like, rather than increase your power so you can attack others, other helpless worlds, I prefer to die now and stop your evil plans.
It's like, whoa!
It's like, whoa! It's like, but suddenly, and now the pirates are like looking around and like he's deteriorating their ship around them. And the pirate says, he's used his power to change the hull of our ship into gaseous elements, as he did that asteroid. Well, he'll die in a few seconds, for he has no helmet, and our air is escaping into space. And Jan is thinking, it's true, I'm already suffocating for lack of air, but I'm not sorry.
Then you see him on the ground, because he doesn't have a helmet, and he's on the ground, and the pirates are running, because they all had helmets on, so they're just trying to escape.
And the pirates are saying, our suits and helmets being made of chemical compounds, not elements, weren't affected. We can get to our one-man rockets outside. So you totally see Jan on the ground, like, dead style. Like,
yeah.
And the pirates are running away, and you're like, man!
That's crazy. So, next page. That is amazing!
It is! It's so cool!
Like, and this, if I had been living at this time, if I had read this comic, like, this is the greatest fucking comic.
Yeah, this is the greatest.
Holy shit.
Compared to, like, every other issue we've read, you know, they're entertaining and stuff, but they're almost freaking nonsense! And this one is, like, a coherent, pretty awesome story.
Yeah, Lightning Lad dying was pretty badass, yeah. But this is probably, like, my favorite one so far.
Yeah.
This is crazy. So, then you see that when the Raiders reach their rockets, the superheroes, the Legion of Superheroes have shown up, and they're like, the superheroes, they're diving on us and disabling our rockets, we have to surrender. And Roxas is like, this is Janara's work, the fool sacrificed his life to do this to us. So, I wasn't clear if Jan did this on purpose, like he was delaying the pirates so that...
I think so.
It seems to make sense.
He just killed himself on purpose for this. And I don't know, maybe that seems about right.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Jan's very clever is the point of this.
After the surrendered raiders are secured, the superheroes learn the sad truth. And Cosmopoy's like, poor mystery lad. He's a second legionnaire to die in action. I suspected him, but he died for us, just as Lightning Lad did.
By the way, I totally teared up.
I know!
They mentioned Lightning Lad dying. I'm like...
I know! It's like, holy shit, they have lost two people. That's crazy!
Yeah.
Because especially at this time, they don't do a lot of callbacks to previous issues.
Yeah, so it's totally... Totally a callback.
So this is like... But they do this callback a lot to Lightning Lad, and this is really poignant, because it turns Cosmic Boy into a real person. He died just like this other person died.
Yeah.
Remember that other person that died? We've lost two people.
Yeah.
And that's horrible and sad.
Yeah.
And
he says, we never guessed his secret power was element changing. And Thanagra says,
you should have guessed
it. You should have guessed it, for when he used his power on that iron spear and that corroded silver statue, he left clues in color. So, and again, I didn't know, I mean,
I didn't notice.
I knew what his power was, because, again, I knew. Well, I know a thing or two about.
Well, they make coloring mistakes so often that I wasn't even thinking about it.
I didn't notice. So, she's explaining. For when he changed the iron spear to a tin one that crumpled easily and the corroded silver statue to an aluminum one, which he could easily push aside, these objects changed their color. And we see the spear, and it went from black to, white, silver looking. And the big green reptile statue turned to also white, silver looking. So, again, it's just a coloring mistake, but it was actually being really tricky.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, because...
You've never seen, like, a cool color-reliant issue before, really.
Yeah. Also, their trickiness is never actually tricky and more like, what? So that was actually... Oh, okay.
Wow.
It says, but later, when the legionaries inspect the...
Debris.
It's really smushed into my...
Yeah, it is. It is on this,
inspect
too.
Inspect the debris of the wrecked ship, we see Cosmic Boy's, like, leaning in, and you actually see Jan... with a space helmet on, and Invisible Kid sitting next to him, kind of cradling him. Aww. With a little helmet on. And Cosmic Boy's like, why Invisible Kid is also here? And and Mystery Lad is alive, but he's still weak from his ordeal. And Invisible Kid says, I too suspected Mystery Lad, so when he went ahead of us, I slipped away without any of you noticing it and followed him. And he's just explaining more.
Yeah.
He says, after they took him into their ship, I slipped in and made myself invisible inside my spacesuit. So you see, like, the line of the spacesuits that they, like, store up against the wall, mm-hmm. and he's in his, invisible. So he says, to them, this looked like an empty spacesuit, so they don't suspect I'm here. That's pretty freaking clever!
And if you look in those other panels...
Do you see a row of suits?
One, there's a row of
suits.
Yeah. But there's a better panel that I didn't notice until we were reading it again just now.
I did notice that, actually, yeah.
When Jan is lying on the ground and he looks like, and he's, like, dying, there's another suit on the ground. It totally looks like it has a body in it.
Yeah.
Holy crap, well played, comic book.
Yeah. So he faked like he was an empty suit when all this stuff happened, and then he jumps out, and it helps. So the mystery lad heroically wrecked the ship and was dying for lack of air. I acted swiftly and put a helmet onto his head before he died.
Crazy.
Yeah, and Saturn Girl says, wonderful. Maybe someday we'll find a way to bring lightning back. And you're like, oh!
Because Saturn Girl stutters a little bit. She says, maybe someday we'll find a way to bring lightning back.
Foreshadowing. Later.
it's cute because she's sad about lightning lad.
I know. Later, we see Cosmic Boy talking to Mystery Lad. He says, from now on, we'll call you Element Lad, but your great power will remain a mystery to everyone except our Legion. It's like,
I don't think
it will remain a mystery, but... And then I was like, does it matter? Because everybody's dead on your planet or something. But, which, by the way, is still extremely tragic.
Whoa!
It's really tragic. That's a common Element Lad theme, is extremely tragic planet death.
Saddest story ever. Like, saddest backstory. It's like, everyone on my planet is dead, and then a bunch of pirates try to kill me, and then I sacrifice myself.
But, so it's extremely sad, and Element Lad is awesome. And we're totally going to have to go back through this recording and edit ourselves, because we're both pretty sure we said Element Lad like 50 times when we were supposed to be saying Mystery Lad.
Yes.
So hopefully when Adriana goes back and edits the podcast, she'll catch them all and replace a pre-recorded Mystery Lad that we have said. So if you hear a change in pitch,
that's what it is.
So it's replacing all our uses of the Element Lad with Mystery Lad.
I should just replace it with like a cow, that cow noise.
Yes. With moo. Moo. This issue was awesome.
Yeah, really great issue.
It's super cute, super awesome. I like that their space head bubbles have antennas coming off of them for the radio.
Yeah, awesome.
Cute.
Ah.
And this is like a really good issue.
Wow. It's like, also the bad guys have different space bubble head
bubbles. Yeah, it's cute. They have different style space bubbles.
It's like, well done.
Yeah, this issue's awesome.
Good job. They also have different style ships.
Yeah, so everything's cute about this.
I love this issue.
Yes. And we got awesome Invisible Kid time, where you learn a little something about Invisible Kid.
Yes.
And that he's smart and tricky.
Yes.
And Element Lad is extremely self-sacrificing and awesome.
Sad.
Yes.
And he can jack you in the face.
Yeah.
He will punch you
in the face. And Brainiac 5. It's like cute because they actually like showcase a bit of personality stuff. Yeah. It's like Brainiac 5, like his power, again, I'm going to talk about Brainiac 5 because that's all I do. His power is that he's very smart. And they've not really utilized that very well thus far. It's like the smart guy, and sometimes he'll say things, but a lot of the other times when we need him to be smart, they forget he exists.
Yes.
But in this, they're specifically like, hey, guy who can invent things for us, invent us a thing that we don't have that we need for this mission.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. And he made it cool, and he made it common sense, and he gave him little radios and stuff. And he was like,
wow.
I thought he should have figured out what his power was.
He was immediately.
Like, he made a guess, and it was wrong. He was like, you should have guessed it right. But anyway.
He was just pretending.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't feel
bad. And then he's like, ha-ha, actually.
Yeah.
And how one issue. He's like, I knew all along. Yeah, so funny.
So cute.
So this is a really awesome story.
If it had been an acronym, like a pun, he would have figured it out immediately.
And then spent 20 minutes explaining to us why it was funny.
Alright, fine.
So now Element Lad joins the team, and Element Lad is awesome. Which, by the way, Element Lad is like one of our favorite characters, too. Like, Element Lad's awesome.
He's awesome for, like, a million different reasons.
He's also awesome because his power is, like, the most badass power, by the way.
Yes.
It's like freaking power. You can turn anything into anything. You can kill everyone with that power.
Yeah. But he's made of kittens.
He's made of self-sacrificing kittens.
Yes.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Aww. It's a good story. And yay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job. Mm-hmm. So, a couple of things we should talk about. We got mentioned on another podcast, has nothing to do with us. An Avengers podcast mentioned us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And we got a couple of people saying, hey, Avengers Assembled mentioned you guys.
Oh, awesome. Thanks.
Avengers Assembled. Thank you. We will totally mention you back right now.
That
we're doing. Avengers Assembled is a podcast that talks about the Avengers, obviously. And they just recently did an episode with Scott from Two True Freaks about Hawkeye. And they go over, like, recent Avengers stuff, and they also talk about history of characters, stuff like that. So if you want to check them out, their address is avengersassemblepodcast.libsyn.org. And they're really interesting to listen to, especially if you're into the Avengers.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. I'll link to them. Comic Geek Speak. We went to Emerald City Convention that we told you. Emerald City Comic Con. Mm-hmm. We went to that.
In Seattle.
That we told you. It was great. Thank you, everyone, that stopped by.
Yeah, the convention was really awesome.
Love that convention.
Everyone's really nice. We sold some comics, sold some prints.
Yeah.
I spent way too much money.
Yeah.
Way, way, way too much money. I literally spent $150 the moment we walked in because I walked over to one of the booths selling comic pages and bought someone's page of something, and it was $150.
You bought a cool Scotty Young page.
No, I bought the Scotty Young page online.
Oh, yeah.
This was a different page.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Yeah. And it was a good time. I spent way too much money. But yeah, it was a really good convention. Everybody there was really nice and awesome. And the artist alley was really cool.
They are, the people that put on that show are also putting on another show in Seattle called Jet City Comic Show.
Yeah, it's a one-day convention.
One-day
in
convention.
September.
Yes, and it's also in Seattle. And if you want to come to that one, that would also be cool. We'll also be there.
Yeah, we're pretty excited because it's like run by the same people, and Emerald City Comic Con is awesome, so yes, we assume this one is also going to be awesome.
Yes. So you should probably come to that if you're in the Seattle area. And if you're not, if you're like, if you can fly.
Yeah. Also come do it.
Come do it. And Comic Geek Speak was also at Emerald City, and it was so funny because I think Peter Rios came over, and he's like, hi! And I was like, hi! And we were like, hi!
And then he said hi like 50 times. Yeah. Jimmy, that didn't happen.
And we talked a little bit, and we're like, hi, we're over here. And so I went over to their table, and of course, when he came up, I don't know if you were there when he came over the first time.
Yeah.
And of course, Kristen doesn't listen to podcasts.
So I know, I'm horrible.
She
doesn't listen to podcasts at all.
She doesn't know who the people are.
I don't like to hear people speak about things.
So she doesn't even know this is a podcast. She doesn't even know what I do with
this. I thought we were just talking.
Ignore the microphone.
Oh, this little blue blinking light I was, and that thing on your screen going by with like audio feedback.
Ignore that, Kristen. I always tell you, ignore it.
Okay.
And so then I go over to like the Comic Geek Speak table, and
go and he's not over there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh hi, we were just right over there. I'm from Super Future Friends. I'm Adriana. And I'm like, hi, and just blank looks. And I'm like, I know exactly what's going on here, because I'll tell you a secret about podcasts. There's always one person on a podcast, no matter how many people. There's one person that will listen to a bunch of podcasts and like maybe network and shit and like, just like, have you read? I listen to every podcast, even ones about yarn, and then they know who other people are.
And no one else.
Everyone else on the team, they don't know shit. They don't know who anyone is.
So in our case, it's me, Kristen, who doesn't know any. I don't listen to other podcasts. I've never even listened to our podcast.
Yes.
I don't listen to him at all.
Yes.
And I don't know who anyone is. And in general, I'm really bad with names, period.
Yes.
My favorite artist, like I said, I bought a page at the convention. I spent $150 on a page. I don't know the name of the person whose page I bought. Not because I don't like their work and follow their work. I'm just really bad with names.
It's like
a three-part name.
Yeah, it's Sean Gordon Murphy.
Sean Gordon Murphy. There you go.
That's who
there
it
you
is.
Go.
The guy who's doing
Joe the Barbarian.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
Awesome.
You know what
it is. I didn't until you said
you
it.
You don't.
Okay. But, it's like I know who it is. I know what comics they do that I like.
Yes.
But I don't know the names. So if you ever come up to us, by the way, anyone, and say hello, and I have no freaking idea who you are or what you're talking
about. Don't take it personally.
It's me, not you. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry about it. And also, once I get out of like the certain area, the ball of things that I know, I'm just lost. Just lost. So we will probably be on Major Spoilers at some point when the new Legion comic comes out.
Oh.
I told you about this. You probably forgot.
I'm sure I did forget.
But maybe they'll forget too.
So you've just reminded them if any of them listen to this.
Yes. Hopefully.
To remind them?
Yeah. So, also Major Spoilers, remember. Steven, remember.
If you're listening to this.
If you're listening to this. When the new Legion series starts up, we'll be guesting on their show. And we're excited for that. What's going on right now is Brainiac and Legion of Superheroes, which is, it's pretty good. Like, a couple of things that we've read. We've read, like, the Superman stuff. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because I wasn't following a bunch of the last Krypton planet. What was it called?
The
I only I care about the parts that Brainiac Krypton. Are in because I happen to... Not only do I have an extreme love for Brainiac 5, but I've always had an extreme love for Brainiac because I like...
You like evil things.
I like evil smart things.
Yeah.
And a thing called Brainiac that kills things is awesome to me.
All of that is cool.
Yes, so I've always really liked Brainiac. And then they were like, let's make a story where the Legion of Superheroes interacts with Brainiac.
It's like, I'm like, awesome.
Well, did I write this? Yeah. That's exactly what I want to happen. And so that's pretty awesome.
The thing is, like, I really like the artist. Like, Travis Moore is doing... That's his name. You gave me a blank, like, that's his name. So Travis Moore is doing the art for some of these. And I think he likes drawing Brainiac 5, or he just happens to be very good at drawing him.
Yeah, I think he likes drawing him.
He's also drawing, there's flashbacks.
Yeah, we got a cute Brainiac 5 flashback, and he is very carefully drawn wonderfully.
Nice.
I appreciate this.
Good job.
Now, this is another one of those things where, because this Legion that they're using right now is the really old Legion.
The ones that we're technically reading about, right. We're telling you about, this is supposed to be them.
Yeah, it's them after a billion years of comics.
Yeah.
It's that Legion, which is still a really strange dynamic to me. Don't get me wrong, I want to read the stories. I like that version of the Legion. It's, I think, a strange choice version of the Legion, because it's one that a new person cannot easily immerse themselves within, because I barely can follow some of the stuff going on, and I'm not new to the Legion.
Yeah, and it's not, they're not taking verbatim things that have gone on. I think they're going to leave out the one where they dress up and they turn into children or something, you know, like, I think they're going to leave out actually, they're probably going to leave in the children. I think they even mentioned the children one, you know, in the time trapper, they're going to leave that in. But there's a couple things they might leave out, when they fought the guys with the dome city that was, too small. I think they're going to leave that part out.
Right.
But, it's supposed to be, like, this
Legion. Yeah, it's a really old Legion. And that's a little strange. It's totally fine, because I like Legion. I'm not one of those people who gets mad if it's the wrong version of Legion that's not the one I want. Because I like all the versions of the Legion.
It's like when you get a cake, and it's not your favorite type of cake.
It's still cake.
But it's fucking cake, dude. Yeah. Just eat it. It's delicious.
Yeah. And what's going on is still pretty cool, and it's written cool.
And I like that Brainiac 5 is figuring into it heavily.
Yeah, because every time, it's really, nothing even needs to happen if they're like, Brainiac 5 showed up. Yeah. I'm like, I love this story now.
I like you when he talks.
He talks and does things and thinks things and is smart. But also, I secretly in my soul extremely love anytime Brainiac has anything to do with any of the other Brainiacs.
Yes!
Brainiac 2, bring them in there, Brainiac. 3, 4, 5, bring them all. I want them all.
Rebels just ended their Starro arc, so if you want to start reading that Starro arc.
Yeah. Starro arc.
So did I say Starro? It's my accent.
That's the female. The female Starro.
So they ended their Starro arc, and
which Rebels was cool. The ending was very abrupt.
It's very abrupt.
But it was cool. It was a cool ending. Yeah. And so I'm excited for more, because I'm like, what's the next story going to be?
And I know that Brainiac will be interacting with the other two. Vildox will be interacting with Brainiac 1 and Brainiac 5 in some manner, because they gave us a preview panel that was like, this is going to happen.
Yeah,
better keep reading.
Brainiac 1, 2, and 5. And I'm like,
I want all those things.
I want those things. All I want is a comic of them going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Having
those arguments.
Having arguments about the family.
About science.
About science and their family.
So, read comics. All Superman comics.
All comics.
Pick up the last Krypton ones, because the Legionnaires haven't been in it that much.
They're doing something weird in those things. There's like three stories going on in those things, and so they're all really short. You're only getting like 8 pages of each story, or something really small like that. So there's 3 different chunks of things going on, and it's making it take forever, which is driving me nuts.
Yeah.
Because they're fighting. There's this big fight going on with Brainiac.
On Krypton.
All these Kryptonians and all these freaking people, and now giant chunk of the Legion, all these other people are involved in. But it's so slow-moving because the chunks you're getting are so small. But something's coming out every week. So it's slow and it's not, because, like, the story is advancing every week because it's spanning across so many
different comics. It's Supergirl, Superman, Action Comics, and Adventure Comics. So I don't know. Just like look at covers, and if you see Last Stand of Krypton on it and like Legionnaires, just grab it, because there's probably like a Brainiac and Legion.
Look it up online. Yeah. Something is carefully telling us which issues to buy. Also, each issue is telling you what the next issue is, which is helpful.
Yes.
But it's awesome. So pick that up if you want to see
Supergirl
stuff.
You should pick up, because on the cover is Brainiac 5.
When's that one coming out? Is it this
April.
Week?
It's this April. I don't know if it's, I don't think it's this week.
Oh.
It might be.
Oh.
I have to check. But it's April. It's definitely April.
Yeah, this shows out Brainiac 5 trying to...
Making, like, romantic face.
Eyes at her.
And Supergirl's like, what?
Supergirl looks totally grossed out. Because she's little, and that Brainiac 5 is extremely old looking.
It's like,
so it's the, really funny.
The Travis Moore is drawing him, like, hotter and, like, younger than I think, what's his face? Gary Frank was drawing him. Because Gary Frank kind of aged them in a certain way. And, but Brainiac 5 looks hot the way that the Travis Moore dude is drawing him.
But he's still much he's older still than
too
Supergirl.
Old. He's, like, still, like, Superman age, okay? So, yeah. Like, still not... appropriate. It's a really pretty cover also because it's drawn by Joshua Middleton, so it's gorgeous looking.
I'm super excited. I'm so excited for the cover. I don't even know what's going on.
I don't even know what's in there. I don't care. But they're going to be an interaction between those two.
And that's all I want.
That's all I want.
So,
it's a magical time for the Legion.
Yeah.
Springtime for the Legion of superheroes.
Yeah, it's great. So everyone was so sad last year when all that stuff ended and got crappy and then ended. And, it's like, you knew it was going to come back.
Yeah.
So, awesome.
We are always reborn. Yes. So, I think that's it.
Yeah, I can't think of anything
else. There's probably something else, but that's all the notes that I took down.
Hmm.
Thank you for
I took no notes. I never prepare for this in any way, shape, or form.
Thank you for everyone that's bought our comic.
Yeah.
That makes us feel super warm inside.
Super warm.
And we are out, pretty much, of comics.
Yeah, we're going to set up the
store.
Yeah, we can set up an online store.
We're going to set
we
up
don't
the
have
store
to
soon.
Touch the comic and printed and shit.
But the pre-order deluxe versions are done.
And in case no one knows what we're talking about, we made a comic having nothing to do with the Legion. Yeah. We made a comic that we are selling and printing on this because it's our show, so we can do whatever we want.
It's set in the future, and there's superheroes.
Like the future, and we like superheroes.
Yes. I don't know. So we just took the things that we like and made a comic.
Yeah.
So,
I guess that's it.
Yeah, so...
Sorry for the huge delay between new issues, or episodes. It's my fault, and it always is, because I'm lazy, guys. I gotta be up front with you.
Well...
I have to go... I have to travel far, and it's not even that far. I travel a short distance.
Well, to be fair, I had a guest.
Oh, yeah. There were two conventions, actually.
To a convention, and I was very sick.
Oh, that's true.
I was full of Ebola.
And I didn't want to go near you.
Normally, well, Jake also, like, her husband also had, like, a tight deadline.
Yes.
We should plug that, too.
Oh, yeah, so, my, husband, Jake Myler, is, just finished up Fraggle Rock issue 2, so he's the, artist for issue 2, so you check that out, but also, more importantly, not more importantly, but also equally amazing and sooner, is on Free Comic Book Day, there is a Fraggle Rock Mouse Guard issue, and there is a wonderful, cute Fraggle Rock story in it that my husband did, and it's beautiful,
it
and
is
painted, and beautiful.
Beautiful. I mean, like, I wasn't, like, as finely tuned to the Fraggle Rock thing as, because
she's
I didn't have...
She's, like, 12 and a half.
Well, I also didn't have HBO.
12 and a half. Also, she's a tiny child who somehow...
But, even if you're not into Fraggles, you should pick that the Free Comic Day
it's
thing.
It's beautiful.
It is gorgeous looking. It is, like, beautifully painted, and I'm like, am I going to get into Fraggles now? Because it is, like, so gorgeous
and
looking.
The stories are really cute.
Yes, so. They're very adorable. And so,
check
if you're
out. Free, it's free, because it's Free Comic Book Day.
Yes.
So if you are in your comic book store on Free Comic Book Day, and you see a Fraggle thing, go, oh my gosh, that's right, this is supposed to be beautiful, and pick it up.
Yes.
Because it's free.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you for all your comments.
Yes, we always get amazingly nice comments and emails, and we rarely respond because we're lazy, but we read them all, and she usually gets them and then shows me, and then we're both like, oh,
everyone's so nice.
We're always talking about how nice they are. We have a little discussion about every nice, cute comic.
Yeah, that's how I know about the Avengers Assemble thing, because somebody was nice enough to tell me.
Oh, nice. Yes.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. So thank you, guys. You guys are always awesome.
So
nice. We seriously always get, like, the nicest comments.
Yeah. Everyone loves us.
Oh, everyone's just very nice for some reason. Thanks, guys.
Maybe because we're so nice, we attract nice people.
We're not nice.
We're not nice at all.
We're not almost nice.
Not
it's
even
a lie.
Close. So mean.
Yeah.
I think that's everything.
Yeah.
If you want, you can find this podcast at superfuturefriends.blogspot.com or superfuturefriends.com, and you can email us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com, and we will get that email, and we will look at it, and we'll be like,
it will be filled with love.
So much love.
Unless they're mean emails all of a sudden, because we said that.
I just become mean, so then we're not full of love. No.
No podcast for anyone. No, that would stop us. We don't care. Yeah.
So, that's everything.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, guys.
Bye.
And cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, krypton, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium.